Joining us once again is our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. Kim, this week I really want to focus on the relationship between wheat and canola. You know, the last few years, as we've been talking more and more about canola, that market has looked really, really strong. As opposed to wheat, it's been very stable as well. Why is that?
Well, what the canola market's been doing is establishing the market in the Oklahoma area. We've got some new processors to pay for that processing equipment. They've got to have the product to go through it. And so to a certain degree, what they're doing right now is they're buying land. They're buying land from wheat and other crops, and they're buying it into canola.
All right. Now, a simple way of saying that, are they overpaying for canola right now to make sure that it gets established?
They may be paying a little higher price for canola than, say, they will after we get the market and the industry established in, say, 4 or 5 years, because the farmers have a learning curve there. There's risk in raising canola right now. The Oklahoma farmers are learning. Do you push it? Do you straight combine it? How do you produce and how do you harvest the product? And there's risk there. And so what the industry's doing is they're paying the farmers to take that risk to produce the canola to feed their machinery.
All right, now where does that price for canola come from? You know, with wheat, we talk Kansas City Board of Trade, Chicago Board of Trade. Where are we looking at for canola?
Well, it comes from a combination of places. To a certain degree, they price canola off the soybean meal price and the soybean oil price because they're competing with those for feed and oil. But also, they're basing it off of the Minneapolis Exchange canola contract.
All right. Now, we know that there are some higher costs for putting canola in the ground as opposed to wheat. How does that relationship work in terms of what's the final price you're going to need in order to make the comparison?
Well, what I'm told is that you need the canola price needs to be about 120% or about 1.2% of the wheat price to make canola profitable relative to wheat and to get producers to plant canola rather than wheat.
All right, quickly now, just the last thing for a producer out there, start thinking about, you know, making that jump and adding that into rotation. Is it a wise decision?
I think it's a wise decision. I think it's profitable, but I also think they're going to clean up their fields, and that's important.
All right. Thanks for joining us once again, Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist.